There's something called the protection mindset. It looks like this. It's awareness, noticing that things are around you. Guys, open up your eyes. Take notice. Be aware. Don't let someone have to tell you everything that needs to be done. Open your eyes and be aware. Secondly, empathy. Care about what happens to others. In almost every single case where I see a struggling family, I see a man who is apathetic or lazy or someone who's narcissistic. I see someone who cares about themselves more than they care about others. And I see somebody who is not doing their job and or not going to work and doing their job. I'm telling you, that is not what a man looks like. I don't know who set that example. I don't know who gave you a free card. But men are men who work hard, play hard, love hard. We are tough individuals, and we need to stand together. So we have empathy. We care about other people. We also have courage. That doesn't mean you're never scared. Courage means you do it even though you're scared. You fight even when you're scared. When I took on the occult years ago and walked out on a parking lot by myself to take on the Church of Satan, I was scared to death. It wasn't that I was arrogant and confident. No, I was terrified but tired of them bullying me and my family. I was tired of them pushing me around and sending messages, and I was tired of living in fear, and I was tired of my wife living in fear and my babies living in fear, and I was tired of walking my house every night with a gun strapped to me because these people were out there trying to terrorize our family. And so I called them out and I went out, not because I'm some superhero, but because I had had enough, and one of us was going to win that fight. And guess what? They didn't move to St. Louis. That was their plan, and I'm still in the good fight of faith. So guess who won? God won that fight. It doesn't mean I wasn't scared, but I took them on even though I was terrified because I wanted to have courage in the face of fear. That's what men do. Women do the same thing, but tonight I'm talking about men. We are not cowards. Quit acting like it. We are not sissies. Quit acting like it. We are not pansies. Quit acting like it. We are not weak. Quit acting like it. We are not lazy. Quit acting like it. And we are not self-centered, narcissistic beings. Quit acting like it. Quit objectifying everything for your own pleasure and stand up and be a real man, a true man, a godly man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And finally, men have wisdom. They know how to act instead of making things worse. We know plenty of people who make things worse when there's a problem instead of making things better. Faithful men do not do that. Faithful men make things better in the crisis. Even if they struggle to do it, they attempt to do it, even if they're not good at it. All right, here's the next picture. We've gone through the teacher, we've gone through the soldier. Here's the next one. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Every man that's ever had a job knows there's rules. What happens if you break the rules? You forfeit the job, right? You abide by the rules of the job. It's not unless it's your company, you're an employee. And every one of us have had to learn that the hard way. If you break those rules, then they break you because it breaks your employment. So every one of us knows that there is responsibility in life. The athlete competes according to the rules, but also the athlete competes to obtain a crown. Listen to this in 1 Corinthians. Do you not know that those who run the race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes, for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they who do it obtain a perishable crown, but we an unperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest I have preached to others that I myself might become disqualified. In other words, we finish. Guys, we were not made to be quitters. We were made to be overcomers. We were not made to quit on our life, quit on our family, quit on the people that care for us, quit on the people who love us. We were not made for that. We were made for something mightier than that. I want every man in this room to understand something. Life does get tough, but that's not an excuse to quit. There is victory on the other side of grace. The grass is greener if you just keep going. Just because it's hard, the answer is not always to stop or to quit or reverse engines. Sometimes it's to plow on through until you get the job done. So I just want to encourage you guys tonight, don't quit trying. Don't quit working. Don't quit on your marriage. Don't quit on your children. Don't quit on yourself. Don't quit on your God. Don't quit on your church. Don't quit on your dreams. Don't quit just because it's tough. Don't quit just because somebody else quit. Don't quit just because you're struggling. Don't be quit because you think no one is listening to you. Don't quit just because you've been disappointed. We've all been disappointed. Don't quit just because things didn't go your way. We've all had seasons like that where nothing went our way. Don't quit because you become distracted. Don't quit over a temporary setback. If God is for you, who can be against you? You just gotta keep on going. There are greater days ahead. You were made for more than that, men. Don't quit just because you didn't get the promotion. Don't give up and quit just because no one saw how hard you tried. Don't quit because you didn't get the raise. Don't quit. I'm giving you all the reasons why people walk out in a fit of anger and lose their life and lose their job. Don't quit because someone else got the promotion instead of you. Don't quit because you feel like you got overlooked in a moment. Don't quit just because you thought you didn't get what you deserved. That's happened to a lot of people. But if you quit, you will not see the dreams fulfilled, and you will not see the plan that God has for you finish. You've got to finish the race and run the race of God with patience and with perseverance. So I want to tell every man in this room tonight, you are not just a teacher and you are not just a soldier. You are an athlete. And as an athlete, you must finish the race, even if you have to crawl across the finish line. You've got to finish the race. This is what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians. There's only one guy that gets the crown, and that's the guy that finishes. Quit making excuses. Quit making excuses for why you can't finish, and start finishing the race. Finish the race if you have to do it all by yourself. Finish the race if you have to lay hands on your own head, if you've got to wash your own feet, if you've got to anoint your own head, if you've got to serve communion by yourself, if you've got to go down the river and baptize yourself. Whatever you got to do, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the people that love you. Don't give up on God's plan for your life. You've got to keep going. You are a man. You've got to keep going. You were not made to be a quitter. You were made to run all the way to the finish line. We are a tough breed, and we must act like that and show up for life and for our families. We are meant for more. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
What has happened to a nation? What has happened to a country? What has happened to a generation of people that whine and quit and give up every time they get their feelings hurt? Come on, people. We are better than that. We are stronger than that. We were made for more than that. Amen. Finally, the final one, the farmer. That's the last picture he gives us. He says, find faithful men. The first one is the teacher. The next one is the soldier. The next one is the athlete. And the final one is the farmer. He says two things about the farmer. First of all, the hardworking farmer must be the first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding. So the farmer can't eat everything he grows. So we know he has two purposes. He must eat first and then feed others. Now, do you know why the Lord tells him that a good farmer eats first? Because if he stops eating, he can no longer farm. If he is not fed first, he cannot feed others next. See, men, God is telling you that you have been called upon to provide for the people in your life, but you're never going to do that if you neglect yourself. You're never going to do that if you do not first partake of your work. So he says to us that we should be the first to partake. So let me tell every man, start taking care of your body. Quit blaming everything else and start taking care of your body. Get yourself stronger. Get yourself in a better mental place. Get yourself in a stronger place, physically, spiritually. Start going to the altar more. Start reaching out for help more. Start confessing more. Start doing the things that God wants you to do more. Take care of your mind. Take care of your spirit. Guard your mind. Stop surfing for things that are toxic to your mind. You know, get things like covenant eyes on your equipment and let somebody else see what you're searching for. Stop putting yourself in vulnerable positions to where you can sin without accountability. No, start making yourself accountable to other people around you. And if you can't find that accountability partner, we'll help you find one. But you cannot live life alone, and you cannot live life secretively. You've got to take care of yourself if there's any hope that you're going to take care of anybody else. If you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be living off of others for the rest of your life, and that is not what men do. Do you hear me? That is not what men do. We do not live off of others. We provide. Men provide. I'm going to say it if I have to say it 10 times in a row. Guys, quit making it. I don't know who your mentor is, but men provide. The farmer provides. And the reason the farmer can provide is because he was the first to partake of the fruit. So if you neglect your mind and you neglect your spirit and you neglect your body, you don't guard your eyes, you're not going to be in any kind of shape. You're going to live the rest of your life in isolation and seclusion and in filth. You're going to live the rest of your life just scrambling through life instead of living life to its fullness and filled with joy and strength. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be struggling. You don't have to be so weak in your body because you've let yourself get so out of shape that you can't do anything anymore. No, take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. You have that obligation if you're going to take care of anybody. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't provide. And that's all he's saying here. You're a farmer. Everybody's dependent upon you. You got to bring in the crops. How in the world are you going to do that if you don't eat the food first? That's all he's saying. A provider is more than material support. Sometimes when we think of people providing, we think of money and shelter and food, but it's also emotional support. It's time and presence. Sometimes it's just the ministry of hanging around, being there. Sometimes it's just the ministry of stability, just showing up when it's important. You know, provision is rooted in responsibility. The fact that I show up every day and do what I do every day, that allows me to provide. So sometimes provision is not a matter of money. Listen, I know a lot of families that have a lot and they're unhappy. I know many families have a little and they're very happy. So it's not an economic thing. It's not about how much money you make or how much you can provide. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about providing you more than providing things. I tell you, there's some families that would rather have you and your love and you in a good mood. They'd take that over any paycheck any day. They would take, that's worth clapping for. There's a lot of women that says, I'd rather my man come home in a good mood than bring home the payday in a bad mood. Guys, we're never going to lead our families in a bad mood. We're never going to lead our families if we're always angry, if we're always mad, if we're always beat up because we have nothing else to give. So he says to the farmer, eat first and then provide. I want to tell you that faithful men are not always the loudest. They're not always the most visible, and they're not always the most applauded. But they are the ones who finish with integrity. They're the ones that keep families going.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.